not only understanding, but as we hear and understand, we pray, oh God, that you would encourage our hearts so that, Lord, we will not just be only hearers, but, Lord, we'll be motivated to give ourselves to do that which you command us to do, or rather to give ourselves so that your word will work out and achieve the purpose for which you are sending it to us. Father, this is our prayer. Grant us hearing ears. Oh God, grant us hungry hearts. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So we just have about 30 minutes or 45 minutes. And I'll try, you know, to not to share too many things. But I just want us to to connect what we have already heard, what we have already been taught, as it has to do with the blood, you know, particularly today. Now, you know, Rashiyoke was trying to tell us about the feasts. Alright? Those of us who were here in the morning, those of us who were yesterday. So the feast of Passover, is it not? The feast of Pentecost, and the feast of Tabernacles. Praise God.
Amen.
The feast of Passover, we talked about the blood. Praise God.
Amen.
Now in the case of the feast of Pentecost, that is where you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the influence and the function of the Spirit of God. Alright? Although we say that place is a place of what? Mixture. So we don't need to stay in that place. And we'll find out many people stay in that place because of excitement of what the Spirit can do for us. You know, the miracles and so on and so forth. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, we talk about the tabernacle. The tabernacle speaks of the fullness. And in the tabernacle, there has to be a fruitfulness. All right? What I mean by fruitfulness, that means that we must bring forth fruit. All right? So when we talk about fruit, spiritual fruit, we are talking about our nature. Praise God. Our character. All right? So in tabernacles, God will be expecting fruits from our life. And what is the fruit that God is expecting from your life? God will be expecting your character to change and to become like Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
The Bible says that Jesus is what? The first fruit of the begotten. Praise God.
Amen.
And we have to be like him. Praise God.
Amen.
In fact, that is the difference between having oil in your vessel, sorry, in your lamp. When you are in the Pentecost, you have oil in your lamp. Alright? But the wise and foolish virgins, you know that story. They all slept. Alright? But the foolish virgins, they had oil in their lamps, is not? But the wise virgin had what? Oil in their lamps and oil in their vessels. Alright? So when all of them, they woke up, you know, the bridegroom came, the trumpet sounded, they woke up, all their lamps went off, is not? The wise ones had oil in their vessels, alright? Eh? You know, a vessel is your soul. Praise God.
Amen.
So they were able to trim, they had extra oil. So they trimmed their lamp and their lamp started burning, is not? And they opened the door for them, they entered. The other people now said, please give me a little of your oil, is not? He said, no, the one we have is not, it's not sufficient. Praise God.
Amen.
That oil in the vessel is your character. You understand? Your character. Alright? The good character, love, peace, patience, no envy and all that. That is the oil in the vessel. And that is the fruit that in the tabernacle, that is the harvest that God will want. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, like we are told, we have to pass through these feasts. You have to pass through Feast of Passover. Alright? Through the Feast of Pentecost and then the Tabernacles. Alright? So he will explain to us the details. But one thing I want us to know, which we want to talk about this evening shortly, is that as we pass through those experiences, all right, there is something that God deposits in our lives, something that God imparts on us to preserve our soul. All right? So you pass through the experiences and God puts something in your life. There's something that imparts in your life, in our lives as Christians. And the purpose is to preserve our soul, because God's purpose, everything that God is doing is to make sure that our souls are preserved. He says, talked about, we are not of them that do what? Draw back unto perdition. You know perdition? Destruction. All right? To destruction, destruction. Somebody, there was somebody in the Bible, the scripture says, he's the son of perdition. Jesus was saying that, I have not lost anybody except the son of perdition. Who is that son of perdition?
Judas.
Praise God. Judas had the opportunity to repent, did he not?
Yes.
Peter denied God, didn't he? But he came out and he wept. All right? He wept like when he had the cock crow. He wept. He said he sobbed. He wept. That's a cry of repentance. But Peter, did he repent? Did he repent? He had a very hard heart. He was proud. How can I go and give back the money? He took the money back and they refused. So he went and he hung himself. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, he has been a son of perdition. He has been stealing the money small. Jesus knew he was there. You know, at times we will be doing our own thing, small. Maybe small lies, small stealing. Oh, Jesus is not seeing. Small. Praise God. Pray that God will deliver us from that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us not be children of perdition. And who was it? I think it was Paul who said, we are not of them. He was telling the Hebrews, we are not of them that draw back unto perdition.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we say it together? We are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but we are of them that believe to the saving of my soul. I'm the one, I believe to the saving of my soul, that God will save this my soul. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And God has made every provision for us so that our souls will be preserved. Praise God.
Amen.
And it is for me to give myself to that which God has, provision God has made to preserve my soul. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, when you come to Passover, you know, we talked about the sin offering. What is it that God gives to us there? What is it that God imparts on us? What is it? We talked about it this afternoon. What is it? The blood. Praise God.
Amen.
It is the blood that cleanses you from every sin. It is the blood that atones for you. Alright? It is the blood that redeems us. In fact, Jesus shed his blood for us. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the Lamb was slain before what? The foundation of the earth. Is it not?
Yes.
That means that this Lamb, Jesus, was slain before the foundation of the earth. Praise God. Did if Adam, amen, when Adam was called, oh Adam, what have you done? If Adam has said, oh God, I've eaten of the fruit you said I shouldn't eat, please have mercy, I have sinned, will God not have forgiven him? Because the blood we are already shed there. No, God is so wise. Praise God.
Amen.
He knows that that we will be born. He knows what will happen. So he made the provision before he created the earth. Praise God. And that lamb that was slain. Praise God. That lamb that was slain is the same lamb that came in the Old Testament. And it's Jesus that came and redeemed us. Praise God. You know, Brother, we all say, will say that the blood was sprinkled 7 times. You know, 7 is the fullness. So when you get born again, you receive the blood. Praise God. Hallelujah. You receive the blood. That is the blood of atonement. It is the blood that cleanses you. It is the blood that gives you the life of God. And that blood is still there. The Bible says if we say we have no sins, we deceive ourselves, but the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us all our righteousness. And that the blood is still there. Praise God. So the blood is flowing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the ministry of the blood is always there. And you remember when we were praying, I said something. I said, when we are born again, you receive the blood. But for you to stay, for you to continue to be in Christ, to be alive, for your soul to be preserved, all right, you have to stay under the blood. Praise God. Hallelujah. The blood is a seal. You know what a seal is? It's a mark. I don't know. In Uganda, I don't think there are people who have marks. But in Nigeria, there are people who have marks like that. I don't know. Is it Yorubas? Yeah? In Uganda, you have people who have marks. You know, tribal marks. All right? Praise God. But there's nobody who has a mark here. And that's good. Amen. So, but all of us who are born again, you have a mark.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. You have a mark. You have a mark on your forehead. There's a mark on your head. There's a mark. All of us, we have the mark. The devil comes in here, he sees the mark. Praise God.
Amen.
You have the mark of the blood upon your forehead.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But you have to let the mark to be there. You have to be in a place where that mark will continue to be there consistently. Praise God. If you walk away from an environment where the mark can be wiped out, then that means that you're no longer part of the kingdom of God. You're no longer under the covering of God. Praise God. You are no longer under the protection and covering of the blood. You know, the blood has voice. Yes? They asked, was it yesterday? Okay, who can tell us? Where did the blood speak?
Abel.
Praise God. Abel. Say the blood of your brother. Praise God.
Amen.
Is crying for what? Vengeance. Praise God.
Amen.
You know that in our traditional thing, they do a lot of things with blood, is it not?
Yes.
Is there no blood? They sacrifice blood of goats, blood of chicken, you know, in the villages and all that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But for us, it's not only just to have the blood, you must stay under the blood. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the example that is very, very clear, you know, to illustrate this, is that one we had in Egypt. When God was delivering the children of Israel. Praise God.
Amen.
What did God tell Pharaoh? He told Pharaoh, say, let my people go. That if you don't let them go, I'm going to kill your what?
Firstborn.
Alright? Did God do that? Did God do that? Did he kill the firstborn in Egypt?
Yes.
He did. How did he preserve his own people, the children of Israel? He told them they should get a lamb and do what? Slaughter the lamb and put the blood where?
And
the doorpost of their. And that if the angel of death comes, he will do what? He will pass over.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
See, that is where this Passover came. We're not talking about the Passover night though. I'm not talking about that Passover night. You just go Passover. There are people who don't even go to church. You know, I'm talking of going to church. I'm not talking about go to church. But that Passover night, they go. Praise God.
Amen.
And they think that is the one. It's not the one. All right? And he told them, get into the house. Let me paint a picture for you what was happening that night. I'm painting a picture for you. The door, the blood was here and the blood was there. All right? And they slaughtered the lamb and they were eating the lamb in the house that midnight. All right? The angel of death was passing. Think of it. Dark, thick night, angel of death was passing. And he comes to that door, he just checks. The blood will just flash. It will just run past.
Amen.
All right? He comes to another door that didn't have the blood. the angel of death will enter. The angel of death, nothing can stop it from getting in. All right? We don't know what it is. It's just like the air. It just goes through under the, and looks for the firstborn, and that is it. So you just hear a cry. Just imagine it. You're here, and you're hearing the next door neighbor. They are crying, crying. Somebody is dead there in that house. Suddenly, you hear at the back, somebody is crying, shouting. No mother is shouting. The firstborn is dead. You keep quiet. All over the city, there were cries. Can you imagine? The people will be shaking like that. Because you don't know whether the angel of death will come in. They will just be shaking. Some people will go under the bed and go and hide. Praise God.
Amen.
But those Egyptians that were wise, that had Jewish friends, who believed in the God of the Jews, will say, please, can I come with you? They will enter that house and they will be saved. The firstborn of Egypt, they will enter the house, they will be saved.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm just trying to tell you how important this blood is and why you need to stay under the blood. Now, I'm sure that if we say questions, you ask, say, how can I stay under the blood? I'm sure we all want to stay under the blood. So there are different ways God has made provision for us in this time of the New Testament, all right? In this time of the last days, all right? That you can stay under the blood. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
One of the ways is to stay in the place of fellowship with God's people.
Amen.
Because this is the house of God. All right? God does not live in temples that are made with hands. Don't mind those big, big, big temples. In Nigeria now, in fact, everywhere you go, they're breaking down the small churches and they're building mighty temples. Big temples. And they think that is where God dwells. God does not dwell there. Where does God dwell?
In the hearts of men.
The hearts of men. But when his people gather together, God's presence is there, the blood is there, praise the name of the Lord, and you are secure. And you are activating the ministry of the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from every unrighteousness, to cleanse you, to refresh you, to give you energy. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, there are things you do and we are not conscious of it. But when we come and we are having fellowship, as we are having fellowship today, praise God, the blood of Jesus is working. You can't see it. Because, like we were asked, you cut yourself, you see your blood, is it not? But do you see the blood that touching your soul? You don't see it. But the fact that you don't see it does not mean that it's not working. The blood is working upon the soul. Don't forget, God is interested in the salvation of your soul. Not in the salvation of our body. Yes, he wants your soul to be saved. He wants myself to be saved. And God is determined. And God has made all provision for the salvation of our souls. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So if you want to stay under the blood, come to the house of God. Praise God.
Amen.
Don't forsake the assembling of yourself. The Bible says that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as we see... Somebody help me complete. As we see the day of the Lord approaching. All right? We are closer to the coming of Jesus now than we were yesterday.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
We are closer to the return of Jesus now than we were in the morning.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Say nobody. Jesus told them, say, nobody knows the day. Say, I don't even know. The angels don't know, but only one person knows it. Who is the person? My Father knows it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus coming may be like today, normal day. All right? When the trumpet came and said, behold, the bridegroom cometh, did they know?
No.
Please answer me.
No.
Did they know? They didn't know. What were they doing?
Going about their business.
Not party. Oh well, in the case of Noah, they were going about the business. That was when. But when the bridegroom came, the virgins, you know, virgins are Christians. All right, virgins are us. Praise God. All right, I may be the wise virgin, or I may be the foolish virgin, you may be the wise virgin, you may be the foolish virgin, but what made the difference between the foolish and the wise? The oil in the vessel. We all virgins, so we all have oil now. Our lamps are burning. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So that is why you should not forsake the assembling of yourself together as you see the day of the Lord approaching.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, when I say the house of the Lord, it's not everywhere that is house of the Lord.
Yes.
The Jews may have even run to their Egyptian friends and stayed in the house. Alright, the firstborn of the Jews in Egypt could have run to the house of their Egyptian friend. Maybe Egyptian friend that had a big mansion, comfortable place. Will the would the angel of death been able to catch up with them?
Yes.
Because there was no blood.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
So, brethren, there are churches.
That's right.
All right?
Amen.
There are churches. Praise God.
Amen.
These days we've said this, there are days of great, not just only simple deception, great deception. So, brethren, let us seek out the house where the blood is. Alright? And not forsake to go there.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
If you go to fellowship where there is no blood, alright? What you get, what they have is what they give to you. This cannot be overemphasized because we are in the time of great deception. There is so much deception that you so deceived. Even God's people are so deceived. I'm talking of God's people are so deceived. Everybody went to sleep. There is a trumpet call that is going on now because everybody is sleeping. Every virgin is sleeping. Nobody knows which. Okay, this one you're talking now. How do you know what you're telling me is right? How do you know that this word you're giving me is right? I'm sure that many of us who will be questioning in their hearts this word, this kind of message. Where is it coming from? Is it true? After all, the other people said that and all that. It is the Spirit of God in you that will tell you whether the word you're hearing is true word or whether it is false word. Praise God.
Amen.
You have to go to God and search it out. Turn your heart to God. We have been told everyone is a priest. Praise God. You have access to God. You have access to God. Praise God. You can pray for somebody and do miracles. You understand? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jabez prayed for himself. And did he get deliverance?
Yes.
He got deliverance. Praise God.
Amen.
So everyone of here is a priest of God. God has given you a gift. Alright? You may have a gift of prophecy. You may not have a gift of teaching. I may have a gift of teaching and all that. But every one of us, say we are all members of one body. Praise God.
Amen.
You may be the hand. I may be the leg. You may be the eye. Another person may be the ear. Another person may be something else. So it's a complete body. But Christ is the head. Praise God.
Amen.
Not the pastor. Praise God. If you're submitting to the Spirit of Christ, then you are under the body. The Spirit baptizes you into the body of Christ. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So don't forsake the assembling of yourself, because that is how you can stay under the blood, under the ministry of the blood. That's one way. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I have some scriptures here. Maybe if you want to get the scripture, you let me. That's one of the ways. And then, well, the other one talked about putting the helmet of salvation. Helmet of salvation is wear on your head. Okay, that was what one talked about. The blood is on your mind, is it not? Praise God. Your head, helmet of salvation. Alright? And it's on your mind, it's placed on your forehead. Praise God. As much that we say we are the temple of God, that's the lintel. So how do you keep the blood on your forehead? The way you keep the blood on your forehead is by setting your mind on what? On Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Setting your mind on Christ. Setting your mind on things above. You know, Christ died for us. He shed his blood for us. So if I keep my mind on him, all right, I think I would say, let your mind be set on things above. Let the mind of Christ, say, let it. Let the mind of Christ be in you. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
So, we have to set our minds on the things of God. The devil wants to take our mind away. We have to set our minds on Christ. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when you set your mind on Christ, then that means that you're setting your mind on the blood of Jesus. You're staying under the blood. You're staying under his covering. Praise God. If you set your mind on any other thing, the devil will drag you away. Praise God.
Amen.
It says, when a man sins, when you're sins, you are tempted. How are you tempted? You are first of all drawn away, is it not? Your mind is drawn away and you're tempted. And when the temptation comes to fool you, you fall to sin. Praise God. But if our minds are set on God, all right, the blood will be there to avail for us. How do we set my mind on Christ? Make sure I don't allow envy to stay in my mind. All right? I don't allow offense to remain there, because offenses are like doors open. All right? I don't allow anger to continue and all that. Praise God. So we open our mind to that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then the other scripture that I have, because of time, it says, if we walk in the light, amen?
Amen.
If we walk in the light, as who is in the light?
Jesus.
Who is Jesus in the light? We have
fellowship.
Another. So, are walking in the light. What does it mean to walk in the light? Walking in the light means living in the light. Alright? What does living in light means? Walking in righteousness. Alright? The Bible said, let your good works be, how do you put it? That your father may see your good works and glorify your father in heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. You make sure you don't walk in darkness. Praise God. You walk in the light. What does it mean to walk in the darkness? Physically, practically, walking in the darkness is finding yourself where you ought not to have found yourself. Are there not places where we as Christians, you go to, and when you see a brother, you hide? Praise God.
Yes.
Are there no places when you see me, you wonder, Brother Hubert, I saw him there. Are there no places that we should not find ourselves?
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
I don't know, those days in Nigeria, people who are in cult, they don't walk in the daytime. It's in the night, you see them walking. They're walking just by the side of the wall and moving. Praise God. But these days, they walk in the night. He said, the devil is now turned to an angel of light.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
If you want to stay under the blood, don't walk in darkness.
Yes. Amen.
Let your ways not be crooked.
Amen.
Like somebody saying about this person, the person is like that. You can't understand the person. Please, where do you live? The person will say, where I live, you cannot come. Amen. It is remote. It is remote. Let me take you now. Don't worry. The road is so bad. Your car will spoil. All right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to come. Please, don't come. Don't worry. It's your car will spoil. It's very remote. That means that there's something you're hiding. Praise God.
Amen.
If you want to stay under the blood, walk in the light.
Amen.
Very simple, isn't it? Tell the truth. Let your yea be yea, and let your nay be nay. Praise God.
Amen.
Don't be diplomatic. Hallelujah. Let your truth not be white. Is it white truth? You know, they said truth and threat and is it lie? And lie went to bath. So lie just jumped out from the river. And as he jumped out, he carried the clothing of the root of truth and wore and ran away. So when truth came out from the river, he checked, he didn't see his dress again. He checked, it was the dress of lie that he saw. He said, no way. Instead of my wearing the dress, I decided to be a naked lie.
Naked truth.
Naked truth, sorry. Naked truth. Because it was the dress of lie that was there. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. you know, there's so much, this time when there's so much time of great deception and time of darkness. So let us ask God to help us. It is the blood that will cleanse us from all these things.
Amen.
Walk in the light. When you walk in the light as in the light, the blood will be moving. If I'm used to telling the truth, all right? Hallelujah. And maybe I fall one day and tell lies, the blood will come. Praise the name of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord will come. Say, this thing you said is not true. Praise the name of the Lord. And you say, God, please, I forgive. The blood will just walk immediately and cleanse you. Christians are not super human beings. Amen? God is showing us the perfect. But it does not mean that we are super human beings. That means that, oh, you don't have any sin. You know, like at times, the way our pastor great, that they are not sin, they are not sinful. In fact, you should not talk against God's anointed and all that. So they will live in their own lives. Praise the name of the Lord. Like the Pharisees, who will show you that this is the right way. Alright? But they themselves are not doing the right thing. Praise God. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Praise God. So that is it. You must live, ask God to help you. You live in the truth. And you're able to tell one truth today, tomorrow you'll be able to withstand lies. If you have a tendency to lies and a tendency to deception, the place to be is to be in the house of God, to walk in the light, and you will find out that the lies will just run away from you. You know, there used to be some people, all right, who, when they tell you a lie like this, they block all the loopholes. You understand what I mean? They will block it very, very well, that you cannot even figure that it is lie. All right? They will tell you the story and they garnish it, all right, with salt and sugar and all that. When you look at it, it's like, oh, that's a fine story. You understand? You can't see the loopholes. There are people who specialize in that. Praise God. But we are coming to a time when God says that the thing that are done in the secret will be what? Blown up. Praise God.
Amen.
One day, a child of God, God will expose the person. And they will catch the person in the very act and say, ah! You understand? You'll be exposed. But God has made provision for us to be able to overcome. So let us walk in the light. It's a practical way.
Amen.
That's one practical way that, you know, we can keep on staying in the light. Now, the other way we can stay, you know, we can practically have to stay on life is by breaking bread together.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
God talks about the bread and the cup. The cup, he said, this cup is the blood, the cup of his blessing, and is the blood. Praise God.
Amen.
As we partake of it, brethren, we are breaking up ourselves for people to see us. We are breaking up ourselves for the brethren. Praise God.
Amen.
The breaking of bread is not for the big temple. Alright? It's not for the big cathedral. It is not for the breaking of bread maybe once in a month or once in 3 months. It is not for those who are confirmed, Anglican man. It's not for them. You must be confirmed before you partake of the bread. Is it not?
Yes. No.
How many of us are confirmed here? You're confirmed. Okay, so you're qualified to break the bread. How many of you are not confirmed here? You're not qualified to take the bread. Brethren, confirmation. After you have been baptized as a child, you know what they pour water. My late father was a cannon. Do you know what a cannon means? This big gun they put, boom. That's a cannon. You know, they pour water on you when you're a baby. When you don't even know anything about this, when you are mature, they say, okay, we confirm you.
Yes.
Confirm you, pour water in sin on you, and then confirm you in sin. Praise God. Because you don't even know what you're doing. And Godfather will stand for you, is not? Uh-huh. Your Godfather that will stand for yourself is not even a born again. He will then encourage yourself to do evil. Praise God.
Amen.
That is deception. Praise God.
Amen.
You get born again and you get baptized when you are knowledgeable. Praise God. You know what you're doing. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When they baptize you, you are being immersed. You are buried with Christ and you're risen with him. All right? Hallelujah. It's symbolic. Praise God. And if you're buried with Christ and risen with Christ, that means that you don't have your life again. That means you have to live straight. Alright? And breaking of bread is for God's people. Alright? We are going to break bread before we leave. Praise God. You break bread. That is why he says, don't eat the bread unworthily. You understand? You know what that unworthily means? Don't eat it in hypocrisy, in lies, in envy, all right, in anger, all right, in offense. You have somebody you offended in, you come and you eat bread. It's not, if you just eat it like that, it's what? Babylon, religion. So we're not talking of religion. And the blood, the efficacy of the blood, the working of the blood will not work for you. Rather, he said, because of that, many are sick and many die. Well, it may not be physical death, it may be physical death, but for sure it's spiritual death. If you come and you come in and you eat bread anyhow and all that, praise God. The Bible says they should break bread, they broke bread from house to house. That is one way a church can stay under the blood. Praise God.
Amen.
He said when you're doing that, you should do it in remembrance of me, in remembrance of the death and resurrection of Christ. Remembrance of the blood that was shed for us. Praise God.
Amen.
That is one of. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Why? So we really wasted a lot of time going to first communion, confirmation. And why would these people do all this for their children? You go for a couple of months, like studying certain days.
That's religious.
I did that.
You see, that
it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's annoying. It's annoying. It's outrageous. Eh? And what the only thing I have to say, it is great deception. It's because we are deceived.
Yes.
Because we didn't know. But brethren, what one of the things that God is doing for us now is that we should not take it for granted. God is removing the veil from our eyes.
Amen.
Removing it. So that we'll see clearly. We're not only hearing this thing, we pray that the word that we're hearing will come into our soul and open our souls. We'll begin to see, like what you're seeing now. You're beginning to see something, you understand, which you never saw. No problem. The times of ignorance, God say, he winked at. But now that your eyes are open, all right? It is like what sister was telling us, it is your decision. God does not come. You say, behold, I knock at the door. Gentle. If any man opens for me, I will come in.
Yes.
Praise God. He wouldn't come and say, come on. Open this heart. Open this heart. Because it's open. I'm pussy. No, God's spirit doesn't do that.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
He will knock. You remember in the Songs of Solomon?
Mm-hmm.
When the beloved were coming for the bride, you know, I say he will not. So I'm tired. Oh, who is disturbing me? He said it is me. I'm lying by. Why can you come at this time? She reluctantly got up. You know, maybe looked for her slippers. Went and before she went and opened the door, my beloved was gone. She went wild. She went running around. Please, did you see my beloved? The same. Did you see my beloved? In the night, he was just going. Let it not be like that with us.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. There are scriptures, you know. Esau sought it with tears. Esau sought it with tears. No way. The foolish virgins look for it. You know, the guy says, sorry, the door has been shut. Praise God. Who again? The beloved in Solomon went and was looking for his beloved. Because she was tired. You know, at times, because we are tired. Because we have so many things to do. The people who were invited to the feast say, oh, I married a wife. So I cannot come. The other one say, I bought an oxen. Let me go and try it out. You understand? These are stories for us. We have so many reasons. I have
excuses
why I cannot respond to God. Praise God. At times, it's because I'm lazy. I'm looking for somebody to read the Bible for me. It's not true. I'm looking for a pastor to interpret for me. It's not. I'm looking for a pastor to pray for me instead of kneeling down and praying. knowing that praying is communion with God, talking to Him anyhow, the way you feel. You don't have, there's no particular way of learning how to talk. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that these are the reasons. Praise God. So what we are saying is coming to the house of God and breaking bread together. Praise God. Is staying under the blood. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not going to eat bread from anywhere. Praise God. The bread you break, you're breaking the bread and sharing, you're getting energy, the blood is functioning. Hallelujah. And when you're doing it, you're ready to break up yourself for one another. Praise God. You know, at times we're on our own. You know, God was trying to teach us the other day about how we make the body. You have the different grains of wheat, all right? Your grains, we are different grains. But when God is trying to build it, He brings the grain, you know, and He thrashes it and removes the chaff. Praise God.
Amen.
The covering of the grain is, removing the covering of the grain is on the threshing floor. They will come and they will thresh it like this. The chaff will remove. After the chaff has been removed, they will carry the grains, you, me. After God has dealt with us and removed every carnality, He will now go and grind us. Praise God. And we become flour. When you become a flour for baking, when you become a flour for baking, will you be able to identify yourself?
No.
You will not know me. I will not know you. You won't know which. In fact, it becomes so tight. You won't know which one comes from each one. All right. That's when the body is coming together.
Yeah.
And after that, you're coming together. But if you blow it, you can see too. They will just fly away. God say no, it's not good. They're not supposed to be separated. He will now pour the oil. Those of you who are used to baking, Sir Conti, what do? You pour oil, you put butter in it, is not? When you've done it, what do you do? You need it. You make sure you need it so that the anointing oil will pass through everywhere.
Amen.
It becomes one loaf. You cannot know which one is your own and which one is my own. Praise God.
Amen.
And you cannot even detach from one another. Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not enough. That time the dough is still unbaked. The flour is still fresh. All right? God will now put it in the oven. Praise God. When you see a local fellowship going through a trying period, God is trying to see whether you... In fact, when God has brought you together as a dough, you cannot live again. The fellowship will stay and they will suffer it together. Praise God.
Amen.
Not somebody will come in today, tomorrow, when things are good, like we have come now, and there is bread in this house. All of us will come together. Next time when Brother Chijoke and Sister Ife, them are coming, oh, we come. When Brother Chijoke and Sister Ife goes, everybody to your tents, oh Israel. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to be part of a body. You need to make up your mind and be part of a body.
Amen.
A body of Christ. Because that's the way you can stay. A body that God has convinced you that these people are that the body of Christ. You stay there and be part of it. It is not they. Oh, they are doing their own thing. Oh, they are having their prayer meeting. Or they are having their fellowship. No way. Praise God.
Amen.
He is building our body.
Amen.
In the earth. Today, a spiritual, do you know that?
Yeah.
It is not of clay. Because you don't know it. In the earth today, as a spiritual body, it is not of clay.
That God. Death to self message.
No.
That's
that again. Body in the end today. Building a body. It is not of clay. It is not
of clay.
A spiritual body. To the glory of God. He is building a body in the earth
today.
Find your place in the body.
Find your place in the body.
In the end today.
Get into God's order.
get into God's order
and learn to be.
And learn to be.
That
death to self message.
We show you the way.
Will we show you that way? Is building a body in earth today.
So he's saying God is building our body.
Yes.
It is not of clay.
Yes.
It is not of sand. You know, we are made up of clay. So, you know, there are people who gather and say that is body. It's as good as a social gathering. I don't know, do you people have community gathering? You know, we prefer to go that to that place. Social gathering, you understand? Social club, age group. You have school association.
Single
boys, single moms.
Women,
this thing. You have boys group and all that. But the church of God is not that.
Yes, sir.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
It is not that which is made of you and me coming together.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It is not made of clay. It's a spiritual body. Praise God. You can't say this is the form, but it's working, it's functioning. Praise God. To the glory of God. So the song says, find your place
in the body.
Because you have a place. Are you the hand? Are you the eye? Are you wherever? In the body. So the death to self message. That means that if you're part of the body, you have been crushed and broken and all that. You don't have your identity again. Praise God. You cannot identify yourself again. Well, we may not have come to that point, but that is where God wants us to be.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You come into a place, you are not asserting yourself. All right? I have more money than everybody, so everybody must submit to me. Praise God. After all, I'm the oldest. So, everybody must respect me. After all, I'm the more educated in this place. Everybody must respect me. Praise God.
Amen.
That is not the body that Christ. Praise God. Everybody has his own place. So when you come in, you lose your identity.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Amen.
You break yourself. Other people break their self. You have this. These are God's people. Praise God. Hallelujah. As we are here, I'm just meant to say it. We are here because people have made sacrifices.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We are here. We came here. We are not giving anything. But we are eating some suchly. Praise God. We come here, they give us breakfast, lunch, dinner. Every day, breakfast, lunch. Even in my house, I don't eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know that. You understand? Somebody has paid the price. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they are going to be blessed.
Amen.
All right? I'm not talking of where you go and they say give, and they squeeze the blood from you and give. And meanwhile, your life is not changed. I'm not talking about that one. But I'm talking of the house of God where you give. He said, first of all, you give of yourself. That one is interesting. You give of yourself, give of your heart to God. All right? And then whatever thing that flows out of your heart, whether it is one farthing. You remember that woman? He gave only one farthing, is it not? The other person came as a big man and poured the money. Everybody said, what? What did Jesus say? Who was more accepted? The lady that came and gave that small thing. It was a sacrifice. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you find out that God will bless those people.
Amen.
I was talking, in fact, this I don't like why I keep on talking God of abundance. I'm not talking of God of abundance of Baal. But I'm telling you, God of abundance of the house of God.
Amen.
He will give you good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over.
Amen.
He runs over so that you'll be able to give to others. That is God. That is God himself.
Amen.
They say somebody ask God, say, God, why are you so wasteful? Why must you give? The cup is already full and you are pouring and pouring and wasting it. God just laughed and said, I want to show you that I am the source. The
Amen.
Source does not get finished.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
God can provide for us. Hallelujah. He wants to show us his goodness. He wants to show us his love. Scripture, who was it? Say, I love him because he first loved me. Is it not? He first loved us. He died for us while we were yet sinners. Is it not true? Why were we in sin? You are doing your own thing and all that and all that. And God called you. Did you do anything to it? No. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that's why when we come to the house of God, we are going to give opportunity for us. I'm going to give. We are going to give opportunity to us, no matter what God touches our heart, so that all of us will partake of the blessings of this meeting we are having.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are going to give opportunity. We are not. It's not compulsory. Praise God.
Amen.
Because we didn't come in, we didn't give anything, but people took responsibility and they are taking care of us, and we are sharing. In fact, what we are sharing, we are breaking ourselves, because we share food together, is it not? Praise God.
Amen.
Do you know sharing food is a spiritual thing?
It is.
When you go for marriage, after the people have done food, what they bring food together, is it not? You eat, it's a covenant. Praise God.
Amen.
And we are going to demonstrate that covenant. We have to make up our mind, where do you want to go and partake? And we are also going to break bread together here. Because when we break bread together, it's going to energize you, it's going to give you energy. But you make up your mind. Well, it's not because you have to choose. Like we said, it's your choice. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The fourth thing that can happen to you, or you can give yourself to be under the blood, is circumcision. Alright? When I talk of circumcision now, maybe you're talking about physical circumcision. No, I'm talking of spiritual circumcision. Circumcision of the heart. Praise God. There are some of us that have so hard hearts. Praise God. Our hearts are so hard. It's difficult to please forgive me. I can't forgive you. You did this once. You did this twice. You did it three times. But God said 70 times 7 in a day. Is it not? Count it to 70. Who amongst us can offend somebody 70 times a day, in a day, 24 hours? So 70 divided by 24 hours. Who is the mathematician? Tell me, 70 divided by 24 hours. Divided by 24 hours.
It's almost 3 points something.
Okay, so that means that every hour, you must offend somebody 3 times. Every hour, you must offend somebody 3 times. Is it possible? I don't think we have any wicked person like that. But God said we must forgive 70 times 7. 490 times. Okay, you multiply it.
70 by 7.
Oh, 70 by 7. 490 divide 490 by how many?
24.
It is 20.
Eh?
20 times.
24 times per hour. 24 times per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Eh?
20 times.
20 times in 1 hour. How many of us can forgive 10 times? The person comes and slaps you. Bam. Say, I forgive you. Slaps you. Bam. I forgive you. You say, eh. 20 times. Bam. He slaps you. You say, oh, thank you very much. Bam. God bless you. Slaps you again. Bam. 20 times. That pastor, they slapped him only 2 times. he took the man and hit him on the ground. When the church board called him,
he said,
the church says, when they slap you here, turn this other one, he turned.
I didn't know.
The third time he slapped me. The Bible didn't say, so I took loss into my heart. By the Spirit, I did what the Spirit led me to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, circumcision of the heart. You know, at times, why God passes us through what, please listen to this. We have a lot of experiences in life. Some of it we say, God, you are not fair. God is unfair.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfair. It's unjust. God, why? You understand? Why God passes us through that? Maybe that's after you have prayed and fasted. Oh, God, this is it. Because God wants to break us. God, the Bible says Amen. That a broken and a contrite heart, God will not despise. Praise God.
Amen.
That is why, young people, if your mom, if you do your mom rebellious and your mom cries for you and tears drops, you are in trouble. Don't you ever allow your mom or even your dad, if your dad cries, dads are men and all that, if they cry, you are in trouble. So watch it. You watch it. You know, don't be a source of brokenness to your parents or to even your friends. Don't let somebody weep for you, cry for you. Praise God. Because God will intervene on behalf of that person. Praise God. So when he says circumcision of the heart, God wants to circumcise our hearts. When we talk of circumcision, the fleshly part is removed. All right? It is painful. Praise God.
Amen.
It is painful. And blood will come out. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if Jesus died for us, all right, and that blood flows, that's one of the ways you'll be able to appreciate what Christ did for us. All right, and you'll be able to stand. That's the way we can remember him. You know, he said when we break the bread, and we should remember the death of Christ. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So when you're faced with situations like that wants to break you up, don't be stubborn. All right, don't complain. You know, the children of Israel, why did God reject them when they were in the wilderness? Because say because they were a stiff necked people. All right, they murmured. God gave them food. God gave them water. Oh, when God gave them food, they say, oh, there's no meat. God gave them quail. They say, oh, quail, meat, every day. God, when they didn't have water once, they said, oh, why didn't we die in this? They complained. And God was not happy with them. Praise God.
Amen.
How many of them entered the promised land? How many?
Two
of them entered out of the lot. So they walked around, they were walking around, around until everybody died. They said our children will not enter. But their children entered, but those old men didn't enter. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So brethren, whatever situation we're passing through, we should yield ourselves to God. No matter how painful it is, or painful it may be, the Bible says that there's no temptation that we're going to face that is not common to man. Maybe you may think that your own situation is worse. Like they said, a man who, how did they put it? See, a man who had one leg was complaining. I went and saw somebody who didn't have a leg at all. Praise God.
The man who didn't have shoes.
The man who didn't have shoes, yes?
He
found somebody who didn't have even feet at all. Praise God.
Amen.
You have a blessing to thank God for.
Yes.
All right? The little trials you go through, don't complain.
Yes.
Yield yourself to God. Hallelujah. If God breaks your heart and you want to cry, cry to God. Praise God.
Amen.
Don't complain. Thank God. He said we should be careful about nothing. Is it not?
Yes.
That means that we should be careless about everything. But by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we should make our request known unto him. And what? God will give us his peace that passes all understanding. You know, there's a peace that God gives you. You will just wonder, why am I not... Well, I don't know whether there's been any of us who has been in such a situation.
Yes.
All right? People are crying and weeping for you, but for you, nothing. You are not shaken.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Because God, you wonder, what has happened to me? You understand? People will look at you, especially if you lose somebody. They will just look at you and say, hey, this person that is not crying, maybe he's the one who killed the wife. Look at, this person can kill the mother. Praise God. Brother Chizoke was talking about that it was Ife that they have professional mourners in Nigeria.
Even here in Uganda.
People you pay at Uganda.
Yes.
You know the mourner you that pay, they'll come and cry for you.
Yes. And tears will come out.
So there was one. They said the person came and cry. Mm-hmm. When he cry, he just look at the time and say, ah, don't worry, your money still remains. So don't worry, because he was looking at as if the sorrow was almost gone. He said, look, your money still remains. So he now continue to cry. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let our brokenheartedness be unto God. Praise God. God is taking care of us.
Hallelujah.
He's such a good God. The thoughts that he has in his heart for you and for me are good thoughts to give us an expected end, to give us a future, to give us something beautiful. So there's no reason why, if God does not say yes for the prayer you have prayed, all right, he has not answered, just keep calm. Even if, you know that story, even if faith, there's a faith that he said, even if faith, Even if God does not deliver me, I will not submit.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And I think that that's the faith you need. Even if my mother or my father will forsake me, all right, God says he will give you more than father.
Amen.
Because I'm not ready to do tradition and all that. God will take care of me. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. So that is how to stay under the blood. All right? The message of staying under the blood is a message of death to self.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
This my flesh, this my carnality. All right? Because all these things we say, oh, suffering. It's because of this flesh, isn't it? When the devil comes and pinches me, I feel pain, I will shout, I will cry, and all. It's just. But the message of death, there is a message of the cross. Praise God.
Amen.
Jesus was slapped on. They put crowns on top of him. Who was it? Was it Herod who came and said, do you know that I can save you? He told him, say, you don't have power. I laid down my life. They spat on his face. Alright?
Yeah.
If Jesus has ventured and cursed or retaliated, alright? When the devil came to search him, he would have said, oh, we have sin in him. But because he was a perfect lamb, alright? Offered once and for all.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God accepted him. Praise God. So let's ask God for grace. God will give us grace to be like him.
Amen.
Then that's the way we can stay under the blood. And as long as we stay under the blood, all right, the devil cannot touch us. I'll end with this. What happened to Job? Do you know the story of Job?
Yes.
You know that Job went through?
Yes.
Why was the devil not able to kill him?
He trusted God.
Who set the limit for the devil?
God.
You say, go ahead. Don't touch this. Devil come and complain. He say, okay, go ahead, touch his body, afflict his body, but don't touch his soul. The devil will come and complain and all that. He first of all took all his children, took all his wealth, took everything. Job didn't curse God. He say, God gave, God has taken. Blessed be the... the devil went wild. He say, because you gave him good health now. Yes, it's not the wealth, but it is body. Touch his body, skin for skin. Remember, we're talking about skin. Skin for touch his body with sickness. He will curse it. He touched his body with sickness. Did Job curse God?
No, he didn't.
Job didn't curse God. So who was setting limits? He said, touch him, but don't touch his soul, because God was interested in his soul. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So his soul was not touched. So his soul was saved.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And his latter days, when he said latter days, his wealth, his well-being, his children and all that was even much more greater, all right, hallelujah, than his former days. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God prayed for Peter. He says, the devil has decided to sift you, but I prayed for you. And that prayer was what delivered Peter. Say Peter. And Jesus has prayed, when he prayed for disciples, he has prayed for us. Father, I pray that you should not take them away from this world, but I pray that you should do what? Keep them. Evil one. Praise God.
Amen.
So God has made provision for us to be kept. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So when you go through Passover and you get born again, the blood is on you. And then it is onus on us. It's our responsibility to make sure we stay under the blood. Praise God.
Amen.
So choose a true body of Christ. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Praise God.
Amen.
Get involved with breaking of bread in the true house of God. When they break bread, come with a clear heart, break bread with the brethren. Be ready to break yourself for the brethren. Be part of the body of Christ. Share in the responsibility, share in the life, share your life, share it where you ought to. But first of all, give your heart, give yourself. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God. And then submit to the dealing of God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Let God circumcise our hearts. Don't hold on to hard, your heart so hard. Don't hold on to unforgiveness. Praise God. When somebody say, I'm sorry, forgive the person.
Mm.
Praise God. And if you do that, the blood will cover you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And that is not only the seal, the mark God puts on you. There are other marks God puts on us. Praise God.
Amen.
I pray that this word will bless your heart.
Mm.
will bless your heart.
Amen.
And that as you think about it and ponder about it, keep your mind on it, think about it, read, you know, cite the scripture about it, that your eyes will be open. Praise God. And that your mind will be stayed on God. And God will give you more insight into the ministry and the working of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen.